I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A public memorial service was held this morning for former governor and U.S. Senator Zell Miller. It took place in Young Harris, where he died last week at the age of 86. A celebration of life service is scheduled for Tuesday at Peachtree Road United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Miller will then lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda for the remainder of the day. He'll be honored Wednesday with an executive state funeral service over which Governor Deal will preside. Well, the FBI is continuing to investigate the ransomware attack on Atlanta's city computer systems. Although public safety departments were not affected, the city jail is having to process inmates manually. The hackers are demanding 6 bitcoins, which equates to roughly $51,000, to restore access to all of the computers. And the student-led movement to end gun violence drew massive crowds in downtown Atlanta Saturday. 16-year-old Maggie Clancy is a sophomore at North Cobb High School and was one of 30,000 attending the March for Our Lives event in Atlanta.
I just believe that being here and supporting the cause and, you know, sharing signs and talking with people, I think it's encouraging other people to speak out and stand up and not stand for gun violence anymore in this, like, our schools and our nation.
Clancy was suspended for one day after walking out of class earlier this month.
I knew it was going to happen because they told us and they pleaded with us not to do it, but I think that we knew that we needed to, and I thought that if I didn't, I would regret it.
In the Augusta area, between 200 and 300 marchers walked from the Columbia County Board of Education office to Evans High School, roughly a mile away. Emily Ball, an 11th grader at Evans, helped organize the event.
I think all of us have been kind of scared to speak out about our opinions, but when we saw the kids from Parkland standing up and speaking what we were thinking, we knew it was time for us to do so too.
Alyssa Johnson is also in the 11th grade.
Well, what happens next is change. Now that we got the people's attention, we need the legislators to do the same.
Visit gpbnews.org to see and hear more voices and pictures from marches in Georgia and across the country. Well, as part of an ongoing effort to combat homelessness in Atlanta, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is joining a group of mayors and CEOs to address the issue nationally. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Bottoms and 12 other mayors have partnered to form the U.S. Housing Investment Coalition. The city leaders are supported by several CEOs from the business world, including the heads of Airbnb and Sutter Health. The group plans to petition the federal government to make changes in public policy and provide more funding for housing efforts. Since 2015, Atlanta has seen a 34% decrease in the unsheltered population. At last count, more than 3,500 people were classified as homeless, with most of that group living in temporary or emergency shelters. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Thursday will mark the last day of Georgia's 40-day legislative session, and several bills await action by either the House or the Senate. A proposal awaiting a vote in the House would move Georgia from its 16-year-old electronic touchscreen voting system with no paper backup to either a touchscreen system that prints a paper ballot or paper ballots marked by pencil. Another bill awaiting a vote in the Senate would give victims of childhood sexual assault more time to sue their abusers. The final days of the session are generally chaotic as lawmakers push to vote on as many bills as possible. And in sports, an equipment manager for the University of Georgia's football team is accused of using a hidden camera to capture images of at least one person showering in the Bulldogs' locker room. The AJC reports 37-year-old Kevin Purvis was arrested Friday night on 4 felony charges and a misdemeanor. A UGA spokesperson says the athletic department was aware of Purvis's arrest and that he was terminated early in the investigation. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.